Restitching the Seams, Appalachia Beyond Its Borders is the title of the 41st Annual Appalachian Studies Association Conference, scheduled for April 5th through 8th in downtown Cincinnati. Local and national leaders, scholars, educators, service providers, activists, and artists will gather to celebrate the culture and address issues faced by Appalachians in Cincinnati and throughout the country. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are storyteller Omope Carter Daboiku, who will MC the Urban Appalachian Showcase on the Saturday night of the conference, and John Beal of the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition. John and Omope, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
John, why is there a need for a conference of this nature? What are some of the issues faced by the Appalachian community?
We've been representing Appalachians for almost a quarter century now, and now there's the issue of loss of identity, and so we're trying to restore the sort of coolness of being Appalachian in our area, and so we've invited the Appalachian Studies Association to come here and have organized this conference, and we're trying to get the community involved so that there's this sort of meeting of minds. The folks who come to the Appalachian Studies Association are just wonderful people. You won't find the better bunch of people in the world. So we're just trying to get our community together with them and see what happens.
And it's not all serious business either. There's some fun and some entertainment happening, especially Saturday night the 7th at the Jarson Kaplan Theater. There's a showcase happening that night.
Yes, there is. The showcase is like our goodbye present. People will start coming in on Thursday. And as the chair for the local arrangements committee, we were charged with making sure people had fun when they came to town. And of course, our goal is to have them come back to Cincinnati for another event. So we're going to start on Thursday with pre-conference activities, which include a lecture at the Federal Reserve Bank, movies at the Micro Mini Cinema in Over the Rhine, and the Herzog Music Program that John will manage. And then Friday, we will have movies again. We'll have nightly movies at the hotel. There's showcases on Saturday, April the 7th. And our showcase, what we're going to do, is confirm to the audience that even though we've migrated out of the region physically, Appalachia remains deep in our hearts, and we remain committed to the preservation and documentation of the traditional arts and culture. So we know we're going to have a good time.
And it's quite a lineup that you've assembled for the showcase.
Yeah, John is putting the music together. I get to be the needle and put the words that will stitch it all together. He's the technological whiz behind this.
John, who are some of the artists we can expect to see at that showcase?
Well, let's see, the Rabbit Hash String Band, they're sort of musical emissaries. They do these school shows and residencies all over Southern Ohio. Teleco, which is an intergenerational family band. Gene Dowell and Mike Oberst. Gene Dowell is the basketball star who started writing songs about her upbringing in North Carolina a few years ago.
And Mike Oberst from the Tillers, of
course. Mike Oberst from the Tillers.
Yeah.
We're going to have readings from the Southern Appalachian Writers Co-op.
Which includes the outgoing poet laureate, Pauletta Hansel, Dick Hague, Mike Henson. I may get to read a thing or two. Scott Goble, Desiree Hosley.
Is Katie Lauer on the bill?
Katie Lauer is the, sort of the star.
She's our magnificent closing act.
Yeah. She's our magnificent feature here at WVXU, too.
She
brings us memories from the hills of home every month. So tell us a little bit about Omope Carter Daboiku. What is your background?
Well, Omope was born and raised in the River City of Ironton, Ohio, more correctly pronounced in the proper dialect, Arnton, Ohio. And I came to Cincinnati in 1972, a step migration. My mother gave me permission to run away from home as long as I came to live with her sister. And you know how that goes. You stay with family until you fall out. And I had to go get my own place. So I stayed here in Cincinnati, finished my schooling at the University of Cincinnati, and then moved to Cleveland for a couple of years and came back to Cincinnati. So altogether, Cincinnati launched me as a storyteller, and I spent 30 years here, honing my talent and raising my kids and finding solace with the Urban Appalachian Council, which is now the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition.
Well, you have an absolutely mesmerizing voice. How does one become a storyteller? How do you find an audience?
I got it sitting on the porch listening to old people, the timing that they use, the language from my childhood, and also from sitting at family wakes because, you know, that's a gloves-off environment where people tell real stories on each other. But what came to me, I got recognized early. I think I was 5 when somebody first noticed that I had this voluminous voice. But then I started storytelling basically to keep kids busy during vacation Bible school or at conferences where I would say kids need something to do so the parents can come. And I got an opportunity to perform in Worthington in front of a representative from the Ohio Art Council. And in May of 1990, I got accepted into their arts and education program, and it's been gone on ever since. I was inspired by trauma to begin to tell stories. My marriage had fallen apart, and I needed a second job, and with two kids, you couldn't have a second job. So I began to look at the assets that I carried and the stories of the women in my mother's family who had been entrepreneurs. You know, some people might have called them laundresses, but they were entrepreneurs. And I began to think, what did I have that I could use that would allow me to generate enough support for my children and not take up all my time? And one day I woke up and an opportunity came and I heard the voice say, take that. And I did. And it's been 28 years.
So it's art born out of struggle and necessity, a typical strong woman's response.
I think so. You know, and a classic Appalachian approach. How can I get as much as I can for as little as I have to invest, right?
We're visiting with John Beal of the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition and storyteller, educator, and actress, Omope Carter Daboiku. Yeah. So you are also an actress.
I am. I don't do a lot of ensemble work because that's kind of demanding. As a storyteller, you know, you can edit on the fly as you go. But when you're working in ensemble, you have to hit the mark that the other person remembers is going to make them remember their part in the script. But the last ensemble work I did was a script by John Ray and directed by Michael Burnham, and it was in the Fringe Festival. The name of it is Sweet Burning Yonder. I was the lady that could smell and taste the chemicals, and I was looking for the creator of the Chili Mac. And I was helping technicians who decided that they could take advantage of my talents instead of using their federal funds and put their funds in their pocket.
Omope, how has technology affected the art of storytelling?
Well, first of all, you know, the word storytelling has been compromised and slathered on anything that has words in it these days, except maybe poetry. But I understand that. I understand that, you know, from my high school education, that writing and engaging people requires that you understand the basis of what makes a good story. In the concept of storytelling from the Appalachian perspective, we're talking about, first of all, the oral tradition. Because orality supersedes writing. It comes before writing. And the jokes, the tales, the memoirs, the narratives, just a set of directions in Appalachia can be a hoot of a story. And then afterwards, you know, we go to school and we learn that we can write those down and put them in books and then other people can read them. And then if we get publishers to give you royalties, then you have an extra income stream. We're reaching to see if we can reach that level.
John Beal, let's do some of the FAQs of this event. Tell us when and where.
Well, they're mostly between April 5th and 7th, and mostly in the evening. The showcase, you can buy tickets online through the Aronoff. Everything else is supported with a grant from ArtsWave and will be free and open to the public. And there are many other partner organizations we're working with, too. So
yes, for instance, the Film Festival, which is actually going to start on Tuesday for the general public as a part of the Mini Micro Cinema's regular screening. It's being sponsored by the Insight Series of Cincinnati Museum Center. And UACC and the Museum Center have had long collaboration period with the former Appalachian Cultural Fest that was held at Museum Center Union Terminal.
To find out more, go to the UACC website. The URL is uacvoice.org. And there'll be a button for the conference, and under that, a list of all the community events.
In addition to the showcase, some other fun stuff going on?
Oh, after the showcase at the Southgate Revival.
Yeah, there's a square dance at Southgate House Revival. There's an old-time jam on Friday night with some performances at a place called Northside Distillery downtown, Appalachian Drag Show at Below Zero, a bluegrass show at Herzog Studio.
And a spoken word.
Spoken word at Elements.
And movies nightly at the Millennium, so we got lots to do.
John Beal with the Urban Appalachian Community Coalition, where they believe that the Appalachian spirit is a positive and powerful force toward individual, family, and community health, transformation, and empowerment. And it's stories that have propelled Omope Carter Daboiku, helped her to define herself and raise her family. Listening to the family elders recount the stories of talents and skills, conflict and migration has helped her know her own worth. She is now an oral historian carrying on the responsibility for keeping memories alive for the next generation. On April 7th, she'll do so on stage at the Jarson Kaplan Theater at the Aronoff Center at the 41st Annual Appalachian Studies Conference Showcase. A link with all of the information can be found on our website, wvxu.org. Thank you so much for visiting, John and Amope.
Thanks for having us.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Time is winding up.